50 years ago today, the great race for home run king ended, and the title was passed from Babe Ruth to another Yankee, Roger Maris. Many at the time were disappointed the crown didn't go to his teammate, Mickey Mantle. Since that fall of 1961, the title's been ceded six times, but to a tough kid from Coney Island who also made history that day, it will always belong to Maris. WNYC Stephen Nesson has that story.
We're just hanging around Sunday morning, kind of bored.
In 1961, Sal Durante was a 19-year-old kid with a pompadour living in Coney Island. He was working in an auto parts shop and watched every Yankees game. On that fateful Sunday, he was with his girlfriend, his cousin, and his girl, with no particular plans.
So I came up with the great idea, how about if we go to Yankee Stadium? It's the last game of the year.
Sal and company only half expected to actually get tickets. Sal also realized he didn't have any money on him. Fortunately, his girlfriend, Rose Marie, did.
It was just one of those lucky things. We asked for four tickets in right field, which I didn't think was possible. And he went through the tickets and he said, yeah, I do have four seats for you. And we wound up in right field.
That summer, Mantle and Maris, the M&M boys as they were called, were in a neck-and-neck race for the ultimate baseball title. But after cranking out 54 homers, Mickey Mantle bowed out with a hip injury. Maris was one hit away, and it was the last game of the season. But Maris was no Mickey Mantle. Baseball historian and Dartmouth professor Harvey Frommer explains.
Maris was the outsider. He seemed to have a grim facade, and he was a teammate of Mantle, but Mantle was beloved by Yankee fans, especially. He came up as a 19-year-old kid, a switch hitter, awesome power, very good-looking, and he was the kind of guy that the Yankees just adopted.
But records were meant to be broken. Babe hit 60 in 1927, and 34 years later, Maris was closing in fast. And there was a $5,000 bounty on that home run ball offered by a restaurant owner in Sacramento, California.
Fastball is wide. It lays off of it. Ball one.
It was the fourth inning, and Maris was up to bat. Sal had shifted in his box seat, leaving Rosemary alone. He was smoking a cigarette, sitting next to his cousin.
Low. Ball two. Crowd is reacting negatively. They want to see Maris get something he can swing on.
I watched that baseball. I didn't take my eye off that baseball from the time I left Tracy's hand to Roger's bat. And sure enough, he hit it.
There it is. $5,000, somebody. He got his pitch. Look,
as soon as he hit that baseball, I jumped up on my seat. It came right to me. It was amazing. I just reached as high as I could reach, hit the palm, knocked me into the next row, and that was it.
Did it hurt your palm?
Well, would you believe I didn't feel a thing? It just fit perfectly in the palm of my hand.
And then Sal took that baseball right back to the man who hit it. In a tunnel under the stadium, he met Maris.
Somebody yelled out, "Hey, Rog, the kid wants to give you the baseball." So I went to hand Roger the baseball, and he says, "No, you keep it and you make yourself some money."
Sal, who made about $60 a week, took him up on that and collected the cash.
My parents, they were in debt, so growing up as a young boy, I always said if I made some money, I would give them money to help them. So I gave them $2,500 of it, and the other $2,500, when we got married, I set up my home with, furniture.
The Brooklyn-born Sal now lives in Staten Island with his wife, Rose Marie. He drove a school bus for 30 years and just retired, and he's still a big Yankees fan. But the home run record has been tainted over the years. Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds, and Mark McGwire have all broken it, but have also been accused of steroid use.
Maris basically just smoked and drank beer, but he did not do drugs, did not do steroids, did not do anything, you know, that would tamper with his performance.
Baseball historian and author Harvey Frommer.
Babe Ruth also, all he did was do a lot of beer drinking and womanizing and smoking, but he did not take anything to stimulate his body into more peak performance. So it's a real controversy.
Frommer says if anything, it was harder to hit that many home runs back then. There were no videos players could watch to tweak their swings mid-game. No lights when it got dark. the baseballs weren't replaced the minute they got a speck of dirt on them, so many people still consider Maris the keeper of that record. Sal Durante sure does.
I believe Roger is the home run king. He deserves to be recognized as the home run king for the single season record.
For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.